This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdal. Pharmaceuticals can be incredibly expensive, and insurers and lawmakers are pushing back. Today, as I mentioned in the numbers, we have news that the U.S.'s largest pharmaceutical benefits company, Express Scripts, is dumping one expensive hepatitis C drug in favor of another that it was able to get at a cheaper price. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports on what deals like this might mean for the cost of your health care.
The drug maker Gilead was the rock star of the biotech community. Its hepatitis C drug cured 95% of patients in only 12 weeks.
This drug launch has been the massive drug of the year.
Michael Cherney is a drug industry analyst with Evercore ISI. Despite the positive results, he says Gilead's pricing, around $84,000 for a 12-week course of therapy, was a hard pill for customers to swallow, which is why Express Scripts dropped Gilead in favor of a new drug from rival company AbbVie. The cost of AbbVie's drug is almost the same as Gilead's, but Charney says the behind-the-scenes discounts likely drove the cost down even farther.
History will tell you that it's about a 20% discount. Could it be potentially higher? Maybe.
Cherney says biotech drugs like these often cost billions of dollars to develop. Dr. Robert Fontana is a professor of hepatology at the University of Michigan. He says having multiple drugs to choose from is a good thing, but exclusive arrangements like the ones Express Scripts brokered with AbbVie are not always best for the patient.
We don't want to have our hands tied to be told we can only offer drug A or drug B, because there may be a reason that the one that's not offered may be preferable for the patient in front of you.
Fontana says there are still too few biotech drugs on the market to be truly cost competitive. The next step will be to wait and see how other prescription benefit managers like CVS behave and whether they'll seek out exclusionary arrangements similar to Express Scripts. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.